So let's look at principles of digital transformation in logistics. Digitalization trend itself is made possible by three main drivers. And what are those drivers? The first one being the increasing digitization of products, processes, and services. You will see that, you know, the products come with a barcode. And today, even if you go to a small retail shop, the billing, the point of sale, they will have a barcode reader. They will have a software which does the billing. And why this change? Because in the good old days, you know, there used to be the price of the product written with a pen or something on the product. And he would tell you what is the cost of the product. Today, when you go and buy your groceries, you're buying, let's say, 20 items. The person doesn't have the, it's not feasible that he will look at the price of every product and, compute what is the price to be paid. So the best thing is to go for digitization, where he will, use the bar reader or barcode reader and the software, and the billing process can be speeded up and made much more simpler. Also, it offers additional advantage in terms of tracking the inventory. So he knows exactly how much quantity he has sold. And if he also has a similar kind of a setup while receiving the material, then he has a very clear idea of what is the kind of inventory he is holding. The second part is the emergence of platform. We talked about SaaS, that is software as a service. Now, many of the courier services or the logistics firm who support the e-commerce, they are using this kind of services. So they don't have to invent the IT systems on their own. They have to simply subscribe to one of the SaaS systems and make the necessary modifications. So for example, we talked about, you know, the individual packets, they being converted into the consolidated packages, etc. And certain identification has to be there on those packages. So only those changes have to be made by these companies which want to adopt the systems. So platforms, even one of the example is ONDC, which is for e-commerce. So unlike the known e-commerces where a substantial commission has to be paid to the e-commerce platform if you want to sell your goods, in ONDC, no commission needs to be paid. And all service providers, that means the sellers, the buyers, the logistics providers, the payment gateways, everyone can actually register on the platform and they can transact the business in a profitable manner. So emergence of the platform is the second point which is driving the digitization. And third is the accelerated innovation of business models. So the new business models, and these are coming partly built into the software. So like we talked about, the various kinds of, models which come with the software, which allows you to use the best practices and the latest innovations. So there is an acceleration in terms of adoption, because it's much easier to adopt these technologies, and it drastically improves the speed and the quality of the service, basically improving the customer experience. So this is a simple example, which illustration, which illustrates how the entire thing is governed, and it's interdependent. That means the product, process, and service digitization is dependent again on the availability of the platform, that means the emergence of the platform, and also the middle, the business model. The business model in turn is driven by the platform emergence as well as the product and service digitalization. And likewise, the platforms have emerged to exploit the business models and the products which support this kind of a business model. So they are all interdependent. Sensors and the increased networking of products, services, and processes are making a significant contribution to digitization. On the one hand, this results in new functional ranges of products and advanced services, and on the other hand, in the complete virtualization of supply chain and value chains. So virtualization meaning everything is online, everything is visual. It can you can visualize where the product is. You can even visualize, you know, the product characteristics, etc. Today there is so much of transparency that even in terms of you know, the reviews, etc., or what other people think about the product, all these things are available thanks to the digital transformation. In an increasing number of cases, these digitized products, processes, and services are linked to platforms that collect, store, and evaluate the data generated by digitization. So naturally, the platforms which do the transactions also capture the information. So this information is available. Like for example, in the traditional model, you had the distributor, you had the retailer, and you never knew where the product is actually being sold. But in many of the platforms, like ONDC is one example that we gave, you can actually track who are your actual customers, who are you really selling the material to, what is their buying pattern. So this kind of information that is collected by the platform stored, and this data can then be used for your big data analysis or various other kind of analytics. So based on this data, completely new business models can be created, which can be used to better address and implement customer wishes. So for example, you find that your sale is majorly coming from one geographical segment. So this will actually help you make a decision that you can move your warehouse to closer to your market so that, you know, you are able to service the customer better. And this kind of information is based on the data which is collected from your from the transaction data. So again, the example about the pharmacy, etc., you know exactly what the customer is buying, you know what frequency he is buying, you know where he is buying. So you actually have your warehouses in a place which will put you at an advantage for servicing the customer. So it will, you know, add to the speed, reduce the lead time or the delivery time, and at the same time reduce the cost for servicing the customer. That means the last mile delivery that you need to incur. So these business models, for their part, often digital, promote growing digitalization or digitization and create new generation of platforms. So with the increasing digitization, there are new platforms coming, new business models getting developed, each one trying to better and provide a better speed, shorter time, better visualization, higher security, better service, better customer experience. So there is a continuous improvement which is happening in this particular area. Platforms have gained a firm place as a central link between digital data and innovative business models. Today, the largest number of services on the internet are delivered to customers via platform. So we know e-commerce, which has been one of the leading medium for, you know, digitization, they have been extremely successful in harnessing the benefits of digitization. This point is made amply clear here. But these are much more than just a digital business channel. We agree. I mean, so when we talk of e-commerce, it is not simply a channel. It's a model. And you have seen that this model is now being replicated. So it may have started with one or two companies for, you know, the smaller items. Today, you know that the e-commerce platforms are selling everything from furniture, or I would put it the other way around, that there are furniture companies, there are appliance companies which are offering their products on the net through these platforms. So you can use a platform. The visibility to the customer will be as if the platform, they are coming to your website, although it may be on a public platform which is used by 1,000 other retailers or 1,000 other manufacturers. So this is the kind of advantage that it gives you in terms of reaching out to your consumers. So as a rule, platform in combination with the innovative business models connect up to the hundreds of millions of people, which we have seen. Platforms also enable the exchange of information or economic services and produce an enormous amount of data in the process. So like in the past, you know, you had data of how much a distributor bought from you. Here, you have enormous data in terms of how many consumers bought the product from you. And naturally, I mean, when you had distributors, you may have 100 distributors or 200 distributors. But when you're looking at consumers, the consumers could be running into thousands or even millions. So these are also generating enormous amount of data. What does digital transformation mean for a business? So a digital transformation is a significant change to how an established company operates, which means that it has to radically operate in a different way. And when you say radically different, you're also looking at the result, which has to be vastly different. That means there has to be a significant difference. So it has a high impact on the results. We are not looking at marginal improvement. We are looking at radical improvement, which digital transformation will bring. And the reason is because the entire model operates on a system which optimizes your operations. So there could be various manual activities which are replaced or automated with the use of digital technologies. We have seen that in the case of the bank example or the example of loan application, etc. So again, continuing with the what it means, what digital transformation means for the business, it affects the company's business model. Because whenever you are going for upgradation of your IT systems or digital systems, digital transformation, you are also reviewing the business model. We call it the business process or business process re-engineering. You basically look at which is a better or a more efficient way of transacting business. Because many of the platforms are built on the premise that you will be switching over to the new business model, which does away with some of the activities which you may be currently performing. There may be resistance. Many people feel that certain activities are very much necessary and they need to continue to do it. But conventional wisdom prevails, and many of these platforms have certain checks, validations, which, you know, can eliminate some of the activities which are time consuming and which actually slow down the process. So it affects the company's business model. That is why it is business transformation in the end, and entails transformation to the organization and the technology landscape that supports it. So when you are undergoing a transformation, you also need the technology to go with it. So like we talked about, you know, when you're talking of a courier company where individual documents or parcels are scanned, and also when you are making it into a consolidated package, that has also to be tracked. Now to do that, you will require the appropriate technology like RFID, etc. Or when it is in transit, to track it, you will have to have GPS systems or similar technologies to track the location of your consignment. So what it means is you need to also make organizational change. That means your human structure also has to undergo a change. The responsibilities of your workforce will undergo a change, and the technology that you employ will also have to undergo a change, which means you may have to make additional investment into certain technologies. So this is a very simple explanation that the organization has to work in both the direction. One has to adopt a business model, and to support that business model, it requires the necessary platform and also the technology. That means there could be some additional infrastructure, etc., which may be required to support the new business model. So in an ideal world, the ultimate objective of any business transformation and digital transformation should be to provide value to the company's stakeholders, such as the customers, shareholders, and the employees. So these are mainly the stakeholders. Of course, when we talk of stakeholders, we also talk about the society and the people around the business, etc. But the immediate stakeholders are the shareholders of the company, or the owners of the company, the customers, and of course the employees who are working in the company. So it has to provide value to these people. And value will be in the form of, like, to the stakeholders, it could be better profitability. To the customers, it will be, you know, customer experience, customer delight, maybe providing excellent service at a lower cost. That means the price of the product is very competitive. And to the shareholders, that we have already covered. And to the employees, it will mean work-life balance, less physical effort, so that, you know, you are able to consistently deliver high-quality results without having to slog. So, but in the times of uncertainty around which technology might be dominant in the respective field of use, companies place their best bets on digital initiatives to establish a future-oriented business model in order to substantiate their relevance, position their business in new segment, and stay close to the customer. One of the example, Dell Computers, very old example, but we have seen that how they changed the entire laptop industry. They started assembling machines based on the physical order they received. They did not have or they had very few models which were, you know, standard models available off the shelf. Bulk of their orders, and they monopolized the corporate sector, where they would deliver machine, they would assemble and deliver machines as per the exact specifications provided by the customer or the corporates who are their customers. So this was possible through digital initiatives. They had an entire system where you could online go review the specification, choose your configuration, and place your order. So, benefits of digital transport management. So, increased customer satisfaction. Again, we are coming to the same point. And this is the crux, you know, because if the customer is satisfied, your business will grow, your revenue will grow, your profit will grow. So, transport innovation are created to improve the logistics business. Any service you offer to your customers, this is going to improve your business. Consumers are looking for the best experience and are willing to pay if they are offered the optimal solution. We have seen this case when I showed the comparison between air transport between Delhi-Bombay and road transport between Delhi-Bombay, where in a comparative time at a lower cost, people are offering you these services. Now, how do they do it? They have a relay system as far as the drivers are concerned, or they have two drivers who take turns in driving the vehicle, but the vehicle is moving non-stop on the road, and thus they are covering the distance faster than, you know, the material coming by air. So you are offering a service to the customer, innovative service, an optimal solution. So when you say optimal, you are giving them a speedy less time delivery at a lower cost. The introduction of logistics software digitizes to a large extent every process along the supply chain, which leads to customer satisfaction. So we have seen that in case of courier, etc., right from the time you hand over the document or parcel to a courier company till the time it reaches the destination, you will have all the details as to where it lies. Even if it is not delivered, you know exactly the reason why it is not delivered. It will tell you that the at the destination there was nobody available to receive the car, document or the parcel. And when it is delivered, you will have the proof of delivery. So many sites allow you to even look at the signature, you know, which is digitized and uploaded. So you know who has received it. The name of the person is also mentioned. So this kind of system basically ensures a customer satisfaction or customer delight. So advantage to the companies: the digitalization of logistics is of great help to companies of different sizes. Obviously, I mean, there is nothing like digitalization is going to help only the large companies or the medium companies. Any company which adopts these technologies is going to help them immensely. So whether it is small, medium, or large, because every business strives to generate more revenue, increased customer satisfaction, and develop production. So it's the other way around: customer satisfaction, which will mean higher business, which will mean revenue, which will mean higher production. Technological improvements favor the entire trading process by completing a faster logistics cycle. This improves the speed of service, which leads to confidence building, meeting the needs of more customers, and quality execution. Keep pace with your competitor, transforming your business with maximum digitalization. Again, I mean, we are repeating the same points, that by accomplishing a faster delivery, a quicker delivery, customer satisfaction, you are actually keeping pace with the competition. You are protecting your business. And if the competition doesn't keep up with the innovations, then they are going to be at a disadvantage, which will be directly an advantage for you. So the recommended thing is maximum digitalization. But of course, my personal opinion, one has to look, because you know there could be many fads or many platforms which could be offering business models which may not be suitable for your kind of business. So one has to look at what value actually you are going to gain out of adoption of a particular model or by hooking onto a particular platform. So digital transformation in logistics enhances security. Technology digitalization allows for a tremendous strengthening of the supply chain, which has so far been a huge problem for logistics and transport companies. Contribute to higher inventory security while in storage and transport. Tracking of its shipment is possible, which allows complete control. Security, as I told you, with the GPS and the tracking systems, etc., you know exactly where your consignment is, where your vehicle is. We talked about the air tags. So even simple thing like your luggage, if it gets misplaced, if it is wrongly routed to some other place, you can track it and you can advise the service provider with the exact location of your consignment or your goods, so or your assets. So this is how the security aspect is enhanced in logistics with the digital technology. Digital transformation in logistics unlocks new opportunities. So if you rely on outdated business models without worrying about improvements that come with time, many customers are likely to focus on your competitors. We already talked about it, that you need to be better than your competitors. This reminds me of the joke. two friends are there in a forest, and they are just discussing that what happens if suddenly a bear appeared from nowhere. So one of the friends says, well, I don't have to worry about anything. I only have to be faster than you. So if the bear is chasing both of them, and if one person is ahead of the other, the bear is going to catch hold of the person who is lagging behind, the one who is slower. And this is the exact case in terms of industry. So if your competitor is not keeping pace with the innovation, basically not with the innovation, but with the service levels which are being offered by the competition, other competitors, then they are going to lose out. Unless the priority with the customer is not speed, but cost. But then in that case, you will have to offer a much lower cost to compete, to say that, okay, I will deliver it late, I mean, a little slower, but my cost will be significantly lower. So, however, if you think of continuous refinement that will lead to more exciting user experience, you will stand out. So, more opportunities that we are going to look at. Many logistics companies use technology to not only improve the efficiency of some operations, but also transform part of the work in a new way. The important thing is that everything leads to optimizing and generating higher profits. Functions that do not require human intervention may be performed, and this automation is a necessity for every business. So, the message here is very clear that even the logistics company need to look at operations which can be automated. Simple thing, even when we look at the truck transporting business in India, there is something called as a LR, lorry receipt. Now, we have seen that with many large corporates who have huge consignments, and they are sending these materials to the warehouse of the transporter, the LR is not generated immediately. It comes to you on the next day. They need to look at ways by which this operation can be automated. And the delay of one day in creating the LR can be done away with. And how this can be done? It can be done through automation. Maybe they can, the company which is booking the material can transmit the information digitally, and that digital information can then be received by the transport company and converted it into a LR, so that all the relevant information is captured. Because you know that today there are a lot of regulatory requirement also. There is something called as a e-way bill. That means for all consignments which have a value of more than 50,000 rupees, e-way bill has to accompany the consignment. And this e-way bill has to be documented, extended, validated along the route, and the material is supposed to reach the destination within a certain time period. Else, there will be penalties. Try to explain very carefully to your logistics provider what exactly you need to use in a package that is right for you. So package here, we are meaning the proposal that your logistics provider is giving you. Depending upon the kind of product, depending upon the requirement of your customers, depending upon the location of your customers, you need to ask your logistics provider to give you a proposal which is best for you and your customer. Many functions and solutions for transportation and logistics companies can be combined to fulfill their development plan and implement the right strategy. Self-explanatory. You will see numerous horizon opportunities that will unlock additional benefits for your business. So, since we said it's a continuous improvement and a continuous innovation process, and there are so many innovations happening and improvements happening continuously, one has to be on the lookout to ensure that you are taking benefit of the new business models or the new innovations which are coming into this field. With that, we come to the end of the chapter. Thank you.